All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Hello, friends. Welcome. Hello to you on a Act 2 edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast for this, the 3rd of September. So the NFK, he's like, yeah, you know that... Had that filling pop out, so off we go to the dentist. I was very happy that they got him in there so quickly because I had just called like an hour before that, right when I was starting that first part of the podcast. Yeah, we'll get him in. So we get over there, and it dawns on me as this overwhelming fatigue was consuming me that not only did I sleep like garbage last night, but since getting like back to work, well, I guess it's work. I mean, I hadn't done anything. I hadn't sat still other than when it's time to go to bed. So there I am at the dentist office, and you're hearing that real soft rock music like Steely Dan or the Doobie Brothers or something like that. The NFK goes into the back, and I can feel myself slipping into unconsciousness. Hold on. Don't hump your brother, Darla. You can lay on him so as long as you go. Now, that's perfect. That's a cute picture. I got to get a picture of that before. I'm like smiling for the picture. That is cute. One dog on top of the other. Let me save that real quick and I'll get back to my story. Next thing I know, I'm waking up and the NFK is like staring at me. I'm like, oh my God. It's over. I completely passed out. It's a bizarre feeling, to say the least. It's exactly what that was, a waiting room nap. And I'm like, boy, you know, I needed that. I really did. Because last night it was ridiculous because I'm sound asleep and then in my dream, I'm in pain. Like my hip was in pain in the dream. I come out of the dream, it woke me up, and it's horrible. Now, I am now starting to sustain injuries while sleeping, and I think that's a sure sign that not everything is right physically with me. If somehow when I'm sleeping, I'm sustaining some type of injury, there is definitely a problem. I don't think this hip is what it's supposed to be. It's come and gone. The pain, the not, some days pain, other days no. I don't. It's fucking ridiculous. This is going to be a miracle if I ever am able to turn the corner and be a healthy individual physically. I think it's going to be like some real consistent effort, like almost like a second job. But that's something that I haven't been as consistent in any way when it comes to taking care of myself. I feel like I'm no longer the picture of health. I feel like this is the start of what could be something terrible. It's bumming me out. All right, well, we'll get through it. Nevertheless... that came and went. Made it back home. Pooh Bear is leaving me for the next few days. Something terrible has happened. Pooh Bear's cousin's husband, so that would be her cousin-in-law, has passed away. Cousin-in-law Chuck. And this is one of those deals, you know, you hear that pancreatic cancer. And I think that that's what took Chuck from the family. And so that's a bummer. Chuck's older. He's about 70. And great guy. But, you know, have you ever heard anybody say, yeah, man, I had pancreatic cancer, but I beat it. I think your odds of surviving a fall off the Golden Gate Bridge are greater than they are pancreatic cancer. Percentage of people who beat pancreatic cancer. Yeah. The 5-year survival rate. So if you have 100 people and they all have pancreatic cancer, out of those 100 people, 13 will live 5 years. My God. That scares the shit out of me. All right. So anyway, Dinah's cousin's husband, that's it. So she has to take off. She is heading out, and she has to travel all the way to Kentucky, beautiful community of Owensboro, Kentucky. And so she won't be back until Sunday. Now, this puts a damper on things because I was going to head out, and so I'm still going to see my dad, 91 years young, and Joanne. She turns 90 in November, and we'll hang out. We'll do our thing. Should be a good time. But now Pooh Bear cannot attend that, so, you know. Now Joanne is saying it's very important that you see your dad because he's starting to forget people. So you make a phone call, talk to him. I always identify myself. Hey, Dad, it's your son, Eric. Hey, Eric, hello, guy. So we're still good in that regard, I think. But he says to me the other day, where are you calling me from? I go, my home. He goes, where? I go, Grand Rapids, Michigan. He goes, where is that? So I kind of have to break it down for him. I go, I'm about two and a half hours away from you. Oh, do you live in a house? He says. I go, yes. He goes, you have a house? I go, yes, Dad, I do have a house. He goes, well, congratulations. I go, thank you. I appreciate that. So I was going over the 7 stages of dementia. Well, I didn't even know that there were. I was looking at dementia, and there are 7 stages. And stage 7 is like, you know, you can't talk. You can't think. You're almost unresponsive to any stimuli, and your organs are shutting down. I would say right now, Dad is between 4 and 5. So he's getting pretty far along. I know this is terrible, heavy-duty shit, but I'm going to see him. So, you know. And then I also read that the 7th stage can take like a year and a half, year to 2.5 years. And so, you know, this is no, if my dad, if his body physically holds out, this could take some time. And, you know, at the end of the day, I know it sounds terrible, but you're looking at like 4 or 5 years maximum. I can't even imagine that. I try to look at it from almost a pragmatic standpoint, because there's nothing you can do to stop this. There's no coming back from this. But, all right. Hey, you know, sorry about bringing the room down. It's just kind of like on my brain right now. So let me finish this coffee. Maybe I'll start to be funny instead of talking about all the shit that I've been talking about so far. What an asshole. Hang on. All right, almost done. No. All right. So, now where was I? This is, I don't know if you saw any of the college football. I have a lot of like loose ends that I have to tie, things that I want to talk about. But one of the things that was a big news story over the weekend with college football is Bill Belichick, the Super Bowl winning coach, And he is now the head coach of North Carolina, the college, the university. And he has that that very young girlfriend. And, I mean, she's super attractive, but it's just the weirdest damn thing ever. I think the age difference is like 90 years or some shit. And I saw a video of him when he's on the sidelines as his football team is warming up for the big game, which they got their asses kicked. And there's a video of the girl walking up to him. And she's all decked out in her North Carolina gear. And she walks up to him, and there's a conversation, and then she walks away. And then someone put the caption in, "Can I have $20 for the concession stand?" Which, that killed me. Then there's the props to girlfriend sorority on crushing the balloon archway. That comes to us in this picture right here. Belichick holding the press conference. And that's exactly what it is. Now, I can't. This looks legit to me, but, you know, you can do anything. I think this is actually real. He is under such intense scrutiny, this guy. And I was listening to Colin Cowherd on the way back from the NFK's dentist appointment. In Bill Belichick's coaching with the Cleveland Browns before he went to, found his way to New England. You take all the years that he did not coach Brady. You take the years that he was not part of the New England Patriots, and he has a 44% winning percentage. That's shit. This guy may have just been the luckiest, shittiest coach that has ever walked the face of the earth. How about Deion Sanders? Neon Deion was asked, this is before the game, most recent to the start of the season. Deion Sanders was asked, what tradition of the Colorado student section surprised him the most? This is how Neon Deion answered that.
Is there anything about Folsom, about this stadium, that surprised you, that you didn't expect?
Yeah. The smell of weed in the second quarter surprised the heck out of me. Like, every game, I'm like, dang. Like, it seems like it's like a light-up quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, so is this the quarter that y'all chose? Like, I'm serious. It's a TV timeout. It never fails. And I'm like, wow. What's going on? Because, you know, I've never been high a day of my life. So that's kind of new to me.
That's a bolder essential, I guess.
Yeah, truly.
I don't know why. I don't believe him when he says he's never been high a day in my life. I don't even know if his kids have picked up with any teams. Both kids were cut. Thank you to Chris for sending these along. This is the tuba player from Texas Southern. Some fan is giving him a bunch of shit. Tuba player playing. There's no sound to this. He's just, ooh, 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 ooh. This fan is talking shit to him. Tuba player doesn't even miss a beat. Punches the fuck out of this guy. One, two, three, four. This guy throws him down. Tuba player just back to oomp, 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 oomp. One, two, three. Four. Oh my God. And I like how everybody else is just sitting there watching it happen. And then the one guy gets up and gets rid of him. This might be my favorite clip from the weekend. That takes a real bit of athleticism to be bebopping along, playing the tuba, and throw four straight rights right across this guy's fucking face. And this guy didn't even try to block him. Now, I don't know if there was a lot on those punches, though. I've got a Zecco to EZ is here. Hey, man, how you doing? I'm fine. I don't know who you are, but I'm glad you're here. I can never tell who's real and what's a bot or a troll. Sometimes that confuses me. Alan is here. Hello to Alan. As we have the back half of the podcast today. This is a fan from Alabama as their team got humiliated by Florida State.
Sit right now with the first down. I think the way that
this guy gives the camera the evil eye.
Been running the football.
And then he offers the middle finger.
I would do that.
I like how the announcer references.
First down. I think the way they've been running the football, I would do that.
Yeah, they stink. In the football game between Tulane and Northwestern. Tulane, which is in the New Orleans area. They wanted to wear their white jerseys to honor the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. They had like special jerseys made and they said, hey, can we wear these? And I guess Northwestern had the opportunity to turn it down. So they did. Well, then Tulane goes ahead and beats their ass, which they shouldn't. This is the coach from Tulane talking about that.
You know, we wore the green helmets today for the 20th anniversary of Katrina. And I'm going to say one thing. I'm not trying to take a shot, but we requested to wear white jerseys because that's what that team wore. It got denied by the other team. That's their prerogative. But when you show disrespect to the city of New Orleans, that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to run into a team like this. They had a chip on their shoulder because I wanted them to wear the same exact uniform that team wore 20 years ago. Request got denied. We might have used that for a little bit of motivation to represent the city. So don't disrespect New Orleans ever. You know,
there you go. So credit the memory of Hurricane Katrina with the win. You know, if that worked, if I'm that coach in this next weekend's games, I might drop, hey, yeah, to his team. Yeah, whoever we're playing in the next game, they just said that all New Orleans residents are pussies. Or we're glad that people in New Orleans died in Hurricane Katrina. You could drop that on them, hoping for some motivation. Becca Shea said there's a good documentary about Katrina on Netflix. Any talk about Katrina brings to mind probably the only positive thing that happened during Hurricane Katrina. And that would have to be
if the city has
the
changed
moment on television during the fundraiser with Mike Myers and Kanye West.
City has changed dramatically, tragically, and perhaps irreversibly. There's now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting.
Whenever he's doing this, I watch Mike Myers.
See a white family, it says they're looking for food, and you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the teacher TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
Okay, that's the end of his first thing. Mike Myers picks it up and goes back to the prompter. And then Kanye drops his next thing.
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage to the survivors' will to rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
The response from Mike Myers.
Please.
Then they cut to Chris Tucker. Hey, Chris, I know you're standing by the fridge for break time. We're going to you.
Please call.
In the past few days.
My God. Still fantastic. One of the most intensely awesome moments in the history of live television. Right there. I'm wondering, Becca Shea, if they included that in the documentary about Hurricane Katrina. I remember, excuse me, we had, let's see, it's 2025, so this was around 2005, or it was 2005. So we hadn't been on the air that long. And I remember we had started in, well, I should say we started in Grand Rapids in June of 2004. So we're a year into it. And I remember when the hurricane was moving in and we couldn't predict what was going to happen. And we started to get on the topic of, oh, man, and I don't know why we were so gung-ho about the hurricane doing damage, but in some stupid bit of hyperbole at the time we thought, until it turned out to be true, we're making dumb comments on the air like, oh man, it's going to be so crazy there. It hits New Orleans. I hope that all those caskets that are in the mausoleums go floating down the street. And so then it hit. And by the time we got to work on Monday, There were scenes of the mausoleums getting flooded because they bury their dead above ground in that part of the country because of the water table being so high, it's below sea level. And there actually were caskets floating. There's people hanging on to caskets in the whatever part of the city where that is. So we're like, I think we might have even taken a day off work, because we were worried about how bad we'd get our asses kicked for wishing that caskets would be floating down the streets. And then you had the mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin, at the time, who eventually went to prison for something. When they were talking about rebuilding the
everything you crave on an everything bun.
Sorry,
got the pepper grinder pub burger at Culver's.
We as black.
This is back when they're trying to bring New Orleans back a year later. And Ray Nagin makes this speech to the people.
Black people, it's time. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to rebuild a New Orleans, the one that should be a chocolate New Orleans. And I don't care what people are saying, uptown or wherever they are. This city will be chocolate at the end of the day.
Like, this white chick behind him is like, wait a minute, I don't know if I want to be here.
This city will be a majority African-American city. It's the way God wants it to be. You can't have New Orleans no other way. It wouldn't be New Orleans.
It's part of our culture to talk about chocolate cities. You know, D.C. was the first chocolate city that ever came on the map.
I have never heard of that until he said it.
Newark, Detroit, New Orleans.
Hudsonville.
So for me, the vernacular of saying Chocolate City was not a big deal. I have used that in speeches for 3.5 years now, and I've even used it on Capitol Hill. So I didn't really think it was a big deal. Where I crossed the line was bringing God into the whole discussion, and that's where I kind of zoned out.
Saying that God wants New Orleans to be a chocolate city, and that God was punishing the United States.
No, he didn't. I think he's right. What's wrong with saying God wants the city to be chocolate? I want my city to be chocolate. I want to be chocolate. I don't have a problem with any of that. You know? I wish Diana was chocolate. I'm cursed with this pale asshole skin. Fantastic moments from the great city of New Orleans. Chris says, pretty sure God tried to erase New Orleans. Yeah, that's true. He kind of did. He kind of did. But, I guess it depends on what you believe. I don't think God had anything to do with a goddamn hurricane. All right. One more football thing. It's probably more than one. There was a college football game between LSU and Clemson. Again, thanks to Chris for contributing with all these great clips. This is one where young college guy, his football team wins. LSU wins a game. And then college bro goes up to old man Clemson fan and gives him the double bird. Old man Clemson chokes him out. No! No! Here's double bird guy. Now there he is. Here's double bird guy giving old man Clemson double birds. Old man Clemson does this. He chokes him out. Look at the rage in old man Clemson. Look at the strength. He's lifting the guy off the ground by the neck. Bystanders are trying to get in. But there's no way you're going to be able to beat the strength of old man Clemson fan. Two dudes are trying to stop this enraged Clemson fan from choking out LSU college bro. The speed at which old man Clemson responds. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. He doesn't. Okay, right here. He looks. Now he's calm. Now watch. Oh! Throws that guy against the wall. That is outstanding. That's described as a FAFO. Fuck around, find out. Like, in my opinion, there shouldn't be any charges for that. There should be, like, if the police are called, they'll say, all right, what happened? So, well, here's the video. It's, oh, this is outstanding. Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing to do here. I'm not sure about this one. University of Kentucky student arrested after her what? After her baby was found deceased in a trash bag inside a closet. Well, that's horrible. And I'm not sure why Chris sent it to me. I think I need to learn more. Lakin Snelling has been charged with abuse of a corpse, 21 years old. This is her right here. Tampering with evidence and concealing the birth of an infant. Snelling is a member of the Kentucky stunt team, according to the school, whatever that is. We can confirm that she was a member of the stunt team for the last three seasons. Is one of the stunts to have a baby and throw it in the garbage? According to the citation, the infant was located wrapped in a towel inside a black trash bag. During her interview with police, Snelling admitted to giving birth. Now, I'm not sure what's going on, why Chris sent this along to me. It, I don't know if it was an accident or what. What is this video I see?
What'd you do?
It's just, I'm totally confused why Chris sent me this video of this terrible story. So I don't know if Chris is even in the chat. He's probably working, but I kind of wish you hadn't, like, sent that, you asshole. I need to know. I didn't know what the fuck he was thinking by sending me that terrible story. Man Bun Chris, let's see if we can bring him in here. You know, he's a soccer coach.
Your call has been forwarded to...
Donald Trump reacting to the internet, thinking that he was dead.
Something completely different, but about a big viral social media trend over the weekend. How did you find out over the weekend that you were dead? You see that?
No.
Okay, Trump. No.
People didn't see you for a couple days. 1.3 million user engagements as of Saturday morning about your demise.
Really?
I didn't see that?
That reporter sounds ridiculous.
You know, I have heard it's sort of crazy, but last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. And then I didn't do any for 2 days, and they said there must be something wrong with him. Biden wouldn't do him for months. You wouldn't see him. And nobody ever said there was ever anything wrong with him. And
okay, now, I'd love to dispute that, but that's 100% right.
We know he wasn't in the greatest of shape. No, I heard that. I get reports. Now, you knew I did an interview that lasted for about an hour and a half with somebody, and everybody saw that was on one of your competitors.
Okay. I'd love to throw stones and destroy him over this, but it's difficult not to. One more football clip I want to get to that I'd been meaning to, but I had not had the opportunity. This is a college football player, and listen to this commentary.
And there is Ray Davis, 51 yards on that drive alone, running and receiving. He's a guy transferring over from Vanderbilt. 9 months ago when he jumped in the portal, everybody wanted him. 11 years ago as a foster kid, really nobody wanted him.
I don't know where that came from. He could have ended it as when he entered the transfer portal and then made that point. But I'm not sure why he had to go back 11 years when he was a foster child and nobody wanted him.
9 months ago when he jumped in the portal, everybody wanted him. 11 years ago as a foster kid, really nobody wanted him.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the time or place to drop that. Yeah, you're doing great. Remember that time 11 years ago when nobody wanted you? You know, when you were a foster child? Jesus. Chris K says that one might cost him. Yeah, it's possible. What do you think about, okay, we all know that if you're a white guy, and you put on blackface, you're in big trouble. The comedian Drewski, I'm not sure. I'll show you what he looks like when he's not in makeup. You've seen Drewski before. That's Drewski. Alan, Stevie says, by the way, what is wrong with people? What a rotten thing to say. Alan says, you mean funny. Well, it is rotten, but it's funny in how rotten it is. I think it can be both. I think that it can be both rotten, but not like, you can't laugh like, aha, I'm pointing and laughing at the kid who nobody wanted him when he 11 years ago when he was a child. I don't mean to laugh at like that. I think it's funny, the situation, because it's so fucked up. You can have something be fucked up and funny, but Alan, you cannot say that was not a rotten thing to say. It was rotten, but yes, yet funny at the same time. All right. So Drewski, instead of white guy in blackface, he went black guy in white face. He did white face and white body. Not only white body, but he did farmer tan. So everything is made up. His entire body is made to look like a white guy. And then he went to a NASCAR race. He's got overalls on. He's sporting a mullet. There's nothing about this guy that makes you think that this is a black guy. So then he goes to a NASCAR race and he starts raising hell like some hill jack country bumpkin. Let's check it out. Now that is a black guy, all in makeup. He's got the American flag on his titty. He's got all sorts of tattoos. Like I said, he's got the red makeup to make it look like he's partly sunburnt. Of
artwork. Here's the love. Here's the honor. If you can't come in her, come on her.
Yeah! Okay, so then he starts hanging out with people that are tailgating at the NASCAR event.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Driving around with
Hey, Suanna. Suanna.
She's not.
Hey, come on. You need to listen to your nana.
Go ahead, baby.
The chicks, this old lady, this old bag is sitting on his lap.
Girl, you crazy now.
Okay, a black guy comes walking by him and he spits at the feet of the black guy.
Hey, Meemaw. How you doing, baby? How you doing, man?
All right, man.
One particular moment.
Hey, you lost, boss?
There's it's a black guy, and he calls him boy. And
no, I'm going to the race.
What race?
NASCAR race.
You going to NASCAR?
Yes, sir. A little bit.
You ain't lost, did you?
No, I'm good. I'm going to the race, sir.
Sure about that?
Yes, sir.
Find something safe to do, boy.
Okay, this is making me really uncomfortable. I think when he did this, his hope was to get some of these people to act racist like he is, but I don't think anybody is.
Pussy mud.
All right, so I think this is stupid. I thought I was gonna like this, but I think this is fucking ridiculous. The only thing that's good about that is the makeup job on Drusky. That whole thing kind of sucked. All right. I need to do some amazing partners. Say hello to them. Adam Kasari is the realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast. You can reach out 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. If you're thinking about selling your home or buying one, this is who you want to call. Thank you very much. We have a paintball event coming up Saturday night at 5 p.m. at TC Paintball. If you want to book your own event, head to tcpaintballgr.com and book away. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, great team over there. Keeping cars on the road, 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. I've got Frank Fuss with me. Now, if you're in between jobs, your boss does not offer insurance, or you're unemployed. Wait a minute. That's the same thing. In between jobs, boss does not offer insurance, or you're self-employed, you need to get your insurance from the marketplace. Frank will help you out every step of the way. Reach him at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Catholic Charities, West Michigan. Speaking of foster families. They're reaching out to anyone who wants to know more about becoming a foster parent. Catholic Charities supports roughly 20% of the 450 children in foster care in Kent County. They serve children from babies to teenagers and provide support to families. All children need a family to support them when things happen to prevent them from remaining in the care of their biological parents. When a child is removed from their home, it is a trauma like no other. Catholic Charities is in need of families that have it in their heart to step up and provide love and consistency for children who need it the most. Catholic Charities also provides assistance with food programs, a no-cost baby boutique, adoption, counseling, parenting classes, and foster care programs. Contact Bernadette Joyce at Catholic Charities today if you're willing to help take a step further to support the kids and families who need it the most. In the community around here, you can take the first step if you're in West Michigan by calling 616-915-4695. Please mention me, 616-915-4695, or just emailing Bernadette Joyce at bjoyce, J-O-Y-C-E, at ccwestmi.org, or click the link in the show notes, or just reach out to me and I can direct you and introduce you, and away you go. Hello to Megan. She is here. We just talked about our good friends at Irvine's. Chris says, hello to Megan. I almost stopped in yesterday to show you my scar. LOL, I decided not to. You know, I've been so busy, Chris, that it's slipped my mind. And I apologize for that. But you're here. So that's outstanding. The medical procedure that you had a week ago, it'll be 2 weeks ago on Friday, I believe, where you had a suspected to be benign tumor removed from your brain. Forgive me for not asking about your wellness. So, it was just last Friday. It wasn't too. Okay, wow. So, how about this? How about on the Patreon bonus pod, not the Patreon bonus, but on the Ben and Eric show? I don't know if you're going to be there. If you are going to be there, let me know now. And then we can kind of like talk about that. That would be an interesting thing to break down this whole process and how you're doing. I think that a lot of people would be interested in that. I know I am. He says, I will send some pictures for Big Fraud Wednesday. You can share what you want. Will you be with us so that we can talk to you? Because that would be great. So that you can take us through it and what you recall and the whole process. You know, I'm just glad that it did a weird thing to me right there because I haven't even thought about it until it just came up when you said that to Megan. I went, oh my God, yeah, he just had brain surgery. So I'm both delighted that you're okay. And I'm assuming everything went well, but at the same time, mortified at my short-sightedness and not asking you how you were or how you are. So I feel like a huge asshole. All right. Do you remember in July when the guy in the Chuck E. Cheese costume was arrested for credit card fraud? This is the clip. He was hosting like a birthday party at the place, doing his thing, dressed up as Chuck E. Cheese. But the guy in the suit they wanted to arrest him, and they got the warrant while he was hosting the goddamn party. But now we have all of the body camera footage, including a quote, horrified kids shouting, Chucky, no! As cops cuff mascot for credit card fraud. Here we go. Just starts with the cops pulling up. Thank God for body cam.
Just ask management who's in the mouth. Do we know his name?
We don't know his name.
I'm the cop. I am so excited knowing that I'm going to arrest the guy dressed up as Chuck E. Cheese. In your heart of hearts, you're like, boy, I hope he like tries to pull a piece or something so we can like fill him full of lead. While he's wearing the costume.
In the mouth, dude.
Yes, we are.
Do it. I want you to.
Back that up.
We're going to detain the mouth, dude.
Yes, we are.
Do it. I want you to. Go around and ask.
We're going to detain the mouse.
Yes.
Do it. I want you to right in front of these kids. Look at this peep, this pipsqueak cop.
Yeah, grab him. Get him. Grab him, quick.
There he is. Oh, I just fucked it up.
Don't let your hands go. Don't resist. Do not resist. Don't let your hands go.
Yeah, you see?
Let your hands.
You got to immediately just go, all right, and go limp. You cannot provide any type of force. You got to be like that country star that we featured yesterday.
Hands go.
All right, now, you hear a lot of times that in black communities, they say, don't talk to the police, don't trust the cops. You hear that a lot. It's a very common thing. All right, if you're in a home where that is the mantra, and then you see the cop arresting Chuck E. Cheese, that is going to be forever burned in your brain, and you will never trust another cop again. Look at all these blurred faces.
Five for nine, I have 1 to 10. Okay, he's a suspect. He stole someone's car here and has been using it. Someone that was one of your employees, like classmate or something like that.
So, oh, Chucky, no.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, we'll have to get back to you in a second. He's a criminal.
This lady, she's expressing herself that they shouldn't have arrested Chuck E. Cheese. She's not happy with the cops. Yeah. She thinks that they're just doing it because they don't like...
He's a criminal. What would you like to know?
I would like
those
walking out the door with some cop ties and all these shirts and somebody like Chuck E. Cheese. Would y'all put Mickey Mouse in handcuffs?
Have a good night.
Would y'all put Mickey Mouse in handcuffs? I think she's... I don't know what she's suggesting there.
Have a good night. I will.
Yeah,
they're called secret, but it's been a verbal in progress.
787,
you can come around
in
the front.
I need to see dude in the car.
What is this about?
We're going to talk to you.
Okay, all right.
I heard you.
Oh,
is your wallet set? Does this come off, man? Does this just come off the top? Oh, I heard you.
I work here. There you go.
I understand you work here.
Cop puts a Chuck E. Cheese head on the cop car.
What the f*** is this about?
We're going to talk to you.
We're going to talk to you in a second.
How does this come off, man? Is it just like a normal...
Can I get that? I got to take this back. This is my work stuff.
Okay, we'll take care of that.
Yeah, we'll do it. Okay. Put him in the car and read him and then go from there.
Man, where is
Search him as best
on,
you can.
Man?
I know he's probably got internal pants, but...
It's got to be a low point. Okay, if I'm the cop, I'm not gonna be able to control myself. You just arrested Chuck E. Cheese.
What is going
just
on?
Just have him. Just pat him down. Just pat him down. For me. Just make sure there's nothing crazy. Do you have any weapons, knives?
I don't carry weapons.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Absolutely incredible. What a fantastic moment in time. Stevie says, did she say children? I don't know what she said. The woman that was talking there, she seemed upset about something. Cole with a great reference that I don't know if everybody's going to get. I didn't know Chad Zumach worked at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, our pal Chad had some credit card issues too. Was arrested for something similar, if not exactly the same. Outstanding moment in law enforcement to arrest guy in full Chucky gear. He was actually, I'm not exactly sure what, if he's, you know, I know he went to jail then. He had been busted for the same crime 6 months earlier. He ended up being slapped with a slew of charges over the saga, including theft of a credit card and criminal use of personal identification info and fraudulent use of a credit card totaling over $100. I don't know if he ended up already being processed and going to jail or prison. But that's pretty great, without a doubt. All right, before we get to the asshole of the day on this very odd timed day, hello to Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. If you have a tree down or you need one removed or a stump ground up or you maybe you got a storm damage reach out to them in West Michigan, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. You can call or text that number, KUIPERTreeCare.com. Folks who clean cars inside and out, Oakland Auto Detail. If you could, follow them on Facebook. Oakland Auto Detail, three words. Follow them on Facebook. They've got some great videos that they put out very, very often. And you can call or text when you want your car detailed, 616-510-3470. If you really want to protect the finish on your car, you will at least once get a ceramic coating on it. They did that to Pooh Bear's car, and it's outstanding protection. Don't fall for when the dealers say, yeah, we're going to put on the ceramic coating. It's not the same. What they are doing is not nowhere near as in-depth as what they do at Oakland Auto Detail. Berlin Raceway racing this weekend. You have till tomorrow at 11:59 to get tickets for Friday and Saturday. They've got two races this weekend, Friday and Saturday. You can get tickets to both for $25 if you get by 11:59 on Thursday. Otherwise, they're $15 each. Pardon me. If you buy them separately, the day of the race, they go up to $20 a piece. So what was 30 is 40 if you buy them after 11:59 and you buy them at the gate. Buy them online by 11:59 p.m. tomorrow at berlinraceway.com. Finally today, and be thinking of the asshole of the day if you have a nominee, our friends over at King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net, three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Find them online at kingsroom.net. Alan says Oakland Auto Detail videos, Oakland Auto Detailing videos are great. Oh, I couldn't agree more. Black Belt Nick with a good one said, asshole of the day, Alan nominates Drusky. He also nominates, Black Belt Nick nominates me for forgetting Chris's surgery, and I'm going to take that one. Your asshole of the day is me for doing just that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, stick around for the Patreon bonus podcast. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. Thanks for being here, though, and I'll talk to you then or tomorrow. Don't forget, Big Fraud Wednesday. Join me on Patreon. Bye-bye.